Hello and welcome to the inspirational phone message provided by the deacons of Second Presbyterian Church. Grace, so well described by Reverend Henry in his sermon last Sunday, a pure, unmerited gift from God given to those who believe, no matter the circumstances. However, maybe you feel that the current state of affairs in the community, nation, and the world have pushed you to the limits of your ability to cope. You have said things, done things, thought things that have pushed you so far out on a limb that you feel that there is no hope for grace. Well, maybe not so. John Newton was an English seaman who, in his early years, led a very profane and wicked life. For a short time, he was a captain of a slave ship that ran the route from Africa to England, then on to the New World. Yet on March 21st, 1748, he recalls that on that day, the Lord sent from on high and delivered me out of deep waters. It happened during a storm at sea, his repentance and his acknowledgement of grace. He went on to become a cleric, and during that time of his life, penned the words that we know so well today, Amazing Grace. The words were later set to music, and that has become one of the most treasured hymns of the Christian faith. Two verses of that hymn, as written by Newton, I think are really appropriate for our times. I'm changing the pronouns in a couple of the verses. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Then verse 5, the earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. One of the verses in the Bible that John Newton used helped to reassure him was from Luke chapter 11, verse 13, and this is from the King James Version. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And finally, a quote from Lewis Smedes, who was a 20th century theologian in the Reformed Church. Grace is the gift of feeling sure that our future, even our dying, is going to turn out more splendidly than we dare imagine. We hope that you have a quiet and peaceful week. And know that the grace of God is with you no matter what.